Radical Prayer for a Breakthrough. Eternal Father, everlasting King of Glory, I come before you this day to worship and to thank you for your goodness and mercies. I thank you for all you have done in my life and in the life of my family and nation. I thank you for providing me an opportunity to call myself your child. I thank you for the adoption you have offered to me in Christ Jesus, and that you have given me the dignity to call myself a child of Abraham. Thank you for offering your only Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross of Calvary for me, so that I may have the privilege of sharing eternity with you. Thank you for the gift of this new day, for giving me and my family an opportunity to see today. It is not because I am worthy, Father, King of Glory, but because of your steadfast and unconditional love for me. I thank you, Father, this day for food, shelter, and clothing. Thank you for all that I own. I praise and worship you. I thank you for all my joys and sorrows. I thank you for all my problems and challenges. I thank you for all the difficulties I have encountered in the past and all the difficulties I will face in the future. I thank you because St. Paul tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5:18 that in all things we should give thanks to you. I thank you because I know that what may not seem good to me now can be used by you to bring about greater good to me. Father, I come into your presence to thank you for all that is beautiful in this world and all that doesn't look so beautiful. I know that in you all can be perfected. I thank you for the air that I breathe, the ground that I walk on. I thank you for the rivers, streams, and oceans that give water. I thank you for the gift of the beautiful mountains and the skies. I thank you for the birds of the sky, for animals, trees, stones, wind, and snow. They are all here in this world for your purpose and for our good. I praise you and worship you. I thank you, Father, for the gift of the Eucharist that strengthens our Christian journey and guarantees us life. Thank you for Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, who guides us and shows us the way. Thank you for the light of your Spirit that helps me to walk in faith and in the right path. Thank you for shouldering our responsibilities and inviting us to come before your cross and lay them down, so that you will help us carry them. Thank you, Jesus, for everything. I just want this moment to praise and worship you, to glorify you. I say, Father, may you receive all the glory, honor, majesty, dominion, authority, power, and adoration in heaven and on earth. In Jesus' name, amen. Father in heaven, I come before you this day as a sinner in need of your mercy. Your word says in Romans 3:23, that all have sinned and have fallen short of your glory. I come before you because I know you are a merciful and forgiving God. You have made a promise to me in Isaiah 1:18 that I should come to you and we will reason together. That though my sins are as red as scarlet, you shall make them as white as snow. I come before you this day with numerous sins, but I believe, Father, that you will make me as white as snow. That was the very purpose of sending your only Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross of Calvary. He died so that a sinner like me can be forgiven, and I can worthily call upon your name. I do not want the death of your Son to be in vain, Lord, and that is the reason I come before you today to claim my forgiveness. I ask you, Father, to wash me with the precious blood of Jesus and cleanse me. I ask you to forgive me all the sins I have committed in thoughts, words, and deeds, knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive me the times I put my trust in other gods than in you, the times I worship the god of money or the god of work. I ask you, Father, to forgive me. Father, forgive me all the times I consulted other magical powers such as crystals, Ouija boards, astrology, and fortune telling. Forgive me the times I swore with your name and the times I have used it in a disrespectful way. The times I used your name carelessly, I ask you for forgiveness. Forgive me for using curse words with my fellow brothers and sisters, created in your own image and likeness. I ask for forgiveness for the times I placed my own priorities above yours and failed to pray as I should or worship you as much as I should. I ask forgiveness for the times I missed church on Sunday or holy days or did not pay attention at Mass. Lord, look merciful on me for every time I have failed to use my time, talents, and treasures to serve you and further your kingdom here on earth. Lord, I forgive my parents for all the times they did not love and respect me as they should. I forgive them for everything they have done to me in the past or anything in the present that holds me back from loving them fully. I ask you, Father, in your mercy, to forgive them. I forgive my brothers and sisters for any pain they have caused me, in the past or present, that prevents me from giving them my full love. Even family members who have died, Lord, I ask you to forgive them. Lord, I ask you to forgive me for the times I have failed to love and respect my parents and family members as I should, for all the times I have used disrespectful language and cut them off because they are a source of annoyance in my life. I ask you, Father, to forgive me. I repent, Father, for not working to promote the dignity of human life. The times I failed to reach out to the poor, homeless, or less privileged. I ask you for forgiveness. Forgive me for any times I have committed an abortion, used contraception, or failed to give wise guidance and counsel that would have prevented someone from committing these sins. I ask forgiveness for not taking good care of the environment and thereby endangering the lives of future generations. I repent for not doing my best to promote or support policies that would better the lives of people all over the world. Forgive me, Father, for not being chaste. I ask for forgiveness for any time in my life that I have had sexual relationships with someone who was not my rightfully wedded spouse, for having sexual thoughts about other people, for abusing my sexuality, for using pornography or seeing another person as a sexual object. I repent of taking anything that did not belong to me or cheating in my work hours. I repent of not doing my full day's work and lazing around just because I was not watched by my employer. I repent of cheating my employees, not paying them just wages and giving them the promotions and benefits they deserve. I repent of lying to sell goods or services, and of taking advantage of those in a weaker negotiating position. Lord, I am sorry for all the nasty things I have said about other people. I am sorry for saying things about people that I cannot say before them. I am sorry for deep-seated anger against family members, friends, colleagues, and fellow human beings created in your own image and likeness. I repent of seeking the downfall of others and rejoicing in the failures of other people. I repent of being unhappy when I see other people progress in life. I repent of not holding confidences people have shared with me and in turn endangering their privacy. I am sorry for being judgmental and not seeing good in other people. I recognize, Father, that if I am not forgiven, I will find it difficult to live in freedom as your child. I hold on to your promise of 2 Chronicles 7:14. That if your people who are called by your name humble themselves, pray, and confess their sins, you will forgive them and heal them of their diseases. I humble myself today and ask you to cleanse me of my sinfulness, Lord. I accept my forgiveness today and promise to do all I can to avoid the near occasion of sin. Thank you for loving me and forgiving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, I come before you this day as a redeemed sinner and as your beloved child. I come before you today with faith because you have promised that you are always with us when we call upon your name. I know you are here present with me. I know your Holy Spirit is right here with me. I ask you, Father, to send a double portion of your Spirit upon me, like the prophet Elisha who asked and received a double portion of the Spirit Elijah had. 2 Kings 2:9. Lord, I want a triple portion of your Spirit. I want a triple portion of that Spirit you received at your baptism. That Spirit you promised me in John 16:13. the Spirit that will always guide me to the truth. Right now, I want that Spirit promised in Acts 1:8, the Spirit that will make me your witness in the world. Lord, I want an inbreak of the Holy Spirit in my life. I want a second Pentecost in my life right now. Come down and fill me, Spirit of Truth. Come down. Come down and come down right now. Come down, Spirit of Elijah, Spirit of Elisha, Spirit of the prophets, Spirit of Peter, Spirit of Paul, Spirit of the apostles, Spirit of the church, and fill me. Mold me and use me to witness to a hurting world. Fill me with your gifts of wisdom, knowledge, counsel, might, understanding, and fear of the Lord. Release upon me now your gift of healing, that I may be your healing hand to a hurting world. Give me your gift of faith, so that I will continue to walk in your path. I need your gift of prophecy, that I may speak to a world dying to hear the truth. Lord, I ask for these gifts not for my own glory, but for your own glory. Empower me, O Holy Spirit, that I may be faithful, a witness of your gospel. Like Paul, whom you called and transformed, I want you to transform me, that everything I do will be to the greater glory of your name, Lord. I ask you to remove any obstructions in my life that restrict the free flow of your Spirit in me. I surrender my whole life to you right now. Wherever the devil has hold of my life and is limiting your free-flowing power, I relinquish those things right now and yield fully to your Spirit. Holy Spirit, come upon me like mighty tongues of fire, as you did to the apostles in that upper room on Pentecost Sunday. I declare this place I stand right now as the Holy Ghost zone, and ask you, Holy Spirit, to take full and total control. Flow through me right now, O Spirit of the Most High. Flow through me from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Flow through every part of my body. I want to feel your mighty sparks regenerating my life and renewing me. Come and live in me and flow through all my veins and senses. Spirit of Truth, come and share my life right now, and use me as your agent to minister to other people. I just want to be your servant and only your servant. I open myself, Holy Spirit, to receive you fully. Come into me now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, when I consecrated myself fully to the Holy Spirit, I knew from that moment that I am now fully yours, and you have given me the power to drive out demons and wage spiritual warfare with the devil. Mark 16:17. I know the devil is not happy that I have given my life fully to you. You have warned me in 1 Peter 5:8 to be alert, because my enemy, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion, looking for whom to devour. Lord, I know he is going to come after me and my family to lead us away from our faith and trust in you. I know, Lord, that I am not in a fight against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers of darkness. Ephesians 6:12. And that is the reason I want to call upon you to come and help me in this battle. I ask you to send your Holy Ghost fire to destroy and nullify any plans the devil has against me or any member of my family. Wherever the evil one, the devil, is planning his attacks against me and my family, I ask you to send your Holy Ghost fire to cause him confusion, arrest him, and throw him into the lake of abyss where he belongs and will be forever. I ask you, Lord, to cover me and all the members of my family with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. I claim the Holy Ghost fire around us and to create us all a Mount Zion, a danger zone to the devil. Lord, I break any curse or curses that I or my family has incurred as a result of our actions. I break any curses that have come upon us today because of the actions of our ancestors. In the name of Jesus Christ, I break all generational curses, be they curses of illness or lack of success. Whatever commitments, contracts, and covenants our ancestors made with devilish organizations, in the name of Jesus Christ, I renounce our membership and cut ourselves completely from all the benefits and curses that result from them. I disassociate myself from any relationship or association that gives glory to the devil rather than to you. I reject today any privileges I have received as a result of my belonging or any family member of my belonging, either in the past or in the present, to an occult club or meeting. I ask you, Lord, to purify my family line with the precious blood of Jesus. I hand over fully my life and the lives of all the members of my family to you today. I surrender completely to you and declare today our day of liberation. I stand on the authority of your word and claim our full and total liberation from the power of the evil one. And I declare our freedom as children of God in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, I come before you this day to claim my blessings. You have promised to bless me and restore me, Lord. You have promised us in Exodus 23:25 that if we worship you, you shall bless our food and drink and will remove all diseases from our midst, that no woman in our land would be barren or miscarry, and that you will give each one of us a full lifespan. Lord, I ask you to remove every form of disease from my family. Stretch your healing hand right now upon every member of my family who is sick. Heal them, Lord, of all their diseases, known and unknown. I declare healing for members of my family suffering from cancer. I declare healing for those who have ulcers, diabetes. Healing for every form of addiction in the family, be it alcohol, drugs, sex, pornography, or work. I stand on the authority of Mark 16:18, which says that those who believe in you will lay their hands upon the sick and they will recover. I present to you all the barren women in my family and in this community. Lord, you have declared that no barrenness would be found in our land. I ask you to send your Holy Spirit upon their wombs and break loose whatever is holding their wombs from conceiving. May you fill their wombs with life, that they may celebrate the gift of motherhood, the joy of women and families. Lord, I present to you every pregnant woman that I know, all the pregnant women in the church and in this community. I hand over fully to you. I ask you to guide and protect them. Like John the Baptist in the womb, may you, O Lord, bless these children in the womb. Immerse them, Lord, in your spirit, that these children would be safely born and would grow up to know your ways and would be a great blessing to our land. We consecrate these children in the womb fully to you. We ask you, Lord, to use them and accomplish your purpose here in this world. Lord God, I recognize that here on earth we are on a journey that ultimately ends with our returning to you. Lord, we also know that you have placed us in this world for a purpose. Lord, never let us die without accomplishing the purpose for which you created us. Protect every member of my family from untimely death. Lord, we are not afraid of death, but let us die only when it is your full will that we die. Never let any one of us die before our appointed time. Protect us from anything that will lead to an earthly death. Keep us safe from all accidents, epidemics, and deadly diseases, such as cancers, heart attacks, strokes, and HIV/AIDS. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord Jesus Christ, everlasting King of glory and author of my life, I ask you to bless our land and the work of our hands. Open doors for me where they are closed. Give me opportunities in which I will experience fully the blessings that you have promised me. You have promised me in Deuteronomy 28:12 that you will open your rich treasure house of heaven, and I will receive your blessings in due season, blessing all my undertakings. I will lend to many and borrow from none. You will make me the head and not the tail, and I will always mount higher and not decline. Lord, I want to claim those blessings right now. I know this is the moment of my blessing, and I hold you to this promise. I know, Lord, that you will use me to bless other members of my family as well. I ask you to bless us all in our respective professions. May we receive the due for the work we do. We ask you, Lord, for the blessing of a pay raise and also for a promotion. I stand in your name and remove any obstruction to my promotion or the promotion of any member of my family. Whatever is sitting on our success, I uproot right now, in Jesus' name. I ask you, Lord, to bless us in our businesses. Send us good customers and give us good business ideas that will help advance the growth of our business. Wherever the devil has hold of our business to stop it from growing, I call upon your Holy Ghost fire to destroy him and make his attacks ineffective. May you bless our customers and all those in any way assist us in our business. Bless our investments and use the little we invest to bless us even the more. Lord, use whatever money I have to bless me. I hand it over to you and ask you to send me riches. Like the widow of the guild prophet in 2 Kings 4, when the prophet Elisha used the only jug of oil she had to bless her with many vessels of oil. Lord, use my resources to bless me and my family abundantly. Show me, Lord, how effectively I can use this money, that it may bring me abundant resources to solve my problems. Like the miracle Elijah performed for the widow of Zarephath in 1 Kings 17:7, declaring that the jar of flour shall not go empty and the jug of oil will never run dry. Lord, I stand on your authority and declare that I will never run dry. I decree that you will continue to bless and bless me. I declare that my family will never go hungry because you will not allow my jar of flour and jug of oil to go empty. I declare that my family members will always achieve what you want them to achieve because you, O Lord, will provide all the resources that they need. Nothing will stop us from achieving your plan for our lives. We will continue to mount higher in our jobs, in our education, in our businesses, and in our faith. Lord, I believe that there is no miracle that you cannot do. Whatever is an obstruction to this success, Father, we uproot right now. Lord, make straight the path on which we walk, so that those things which are supposed to be obstacles to our progress will become blessings that will help move us faster to our goals. Send us help along the way and place us always at the right time and at the right place. I promise you, Lord, that we will not be selfish with our blessings. We will use our blessings to bless other people and to further the work of your kingdom. We promise to help the poor and the needy with our resources and always give generously to the church in appreciation for what you have done for us. Like Abraham, through us, many nations of the world can be blessed. I ask for nothing less than our full and total restoration. On the authority of the scriptures and in your mighty and holy name, I prophesy our breakthrough right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, I thank you for this opportunity to be in your presence and for speaking heart to heart with you. I am confident that you are with me and will never abandon me or any member of my family. Our Blessed Virgin Mary, I call upon you for your mighty intercession. At Canaan in Galilee, when Jesus' time had not yet come, you asked for a miracle. Because the request was from you, he performed it. I ask for another miracle today, that all the prayers and petitions I have presented to your Son, Jesus Christ, will be answered, so that at the end all honor, all glory, power, majesty, dominion, and authority in heaven and earth would be given to his mighty name. In Jesus' holy name I pray. Amen.